Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House, Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a pay increase for regional intermodal drivers in Chicago. Schneider is raising pay 5 cents per mile for regional intermodal drivers and adding load pay. With an average annual increase of $8,300, you can now make up to $83,000 per year, plus a limited time $10,000 sign-on bonus and transitioning to company-owned intermodal chassis. Apply to get your pay increase and bonus as a regional intermodal driver at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Imagine what you could get done if everything was three times as fast. You could read Moby Dick in 3 hours.
Poor Ahab.
You could watch an entire season of your favorite show in a single afternoon.
How long to the next season?
And you could fit an entire commercial into 30 seconds. Which is why WowNow offers three times the speed, but without three times the price. And now you can get up to 100 megabits per second internet, plus medium cable on your choice of a premium channel for $74.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. So hurry up and visit Huawei.com to learn more. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Limited tickets remain for tomorrow's matchup with Maryland. Buy now at NUSports.com. The Bulls host Toronto tonight at 7. Dwayne Wade, Paul Zipser, and Nico Mirotic are out. Jimmy Butler is probable. Now, Wade could play against Boston on Thursday. Zipser is in a walking boot. He's likely out for that game, along with Mirotic, who's dealing with back issues. Elsewhere in the NBA, Kevin Love underwent arthroscopic surgery on his knee. He'll be out for at least 6 weeks. Orlando sent Serge Ibaka to Toronto for Terrence Ross and a first-round pick. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves are in Texas on Friday. Major League Baseball, Cubs pitchers and catchers reported today for spring training. Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, Javi Baez, Miguel Montero are all in camp as well. All position players must report to camp by Friday. Kyle Schwarber's meeting with team doctors today, hoping to get medical clearance to catch this spring. And it's a bad day today if your last name is Flynn. A Royals pitcher, Brian Flynn, he's out for 8 weeks with a broken rib after he fell through the roof of his barn. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. A fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious, but now it's also a chalupa. That's right. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell. Part chalupa, all fried chicken. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Hello to everybody on Facebook Live hanging out with us as well. It is time to get our update on what is going on with the draftable prospects. As I read, people are falling, people are rising.
Well, and literally, just talking on his list.
The pitcher. Right. Pitcher fell.
Yes, fell through the roof of the barn.
NFL right? Draftees are falling through roofs of barns.
Yeah, and actually, Matt's a big Kansas City Royals fan.
Oh, so this hits close to home. So we'll talk to him in a matter of moments.
Yeah,
here.
He's finishing something up. He's like Brian Billick right now. He's doing, you know.
All right, gentlemen, how are we doing?
He's got 15 different stations he's got to do. So in the meantime, why don't we give away a pair of tickets to see John Wick Chapter 2 at any Cinemark theater in the Chicagoland area? And we will do this for, is there a preferred caller number on this?
Caller 67.
Oh, don't make Shep do that. No, I'm not going to do that. How about caller 7? Caller 7 to the contest line.
Did you clear that with legal? Did you clear which caller number with legal?
Nothing's written
here. Just making sure.
Nothing's written.
I don't want him to get in trouble.
I don't have a prize sheet.
Danny Bernstein.
I know.
Next thing you know, you got the people's knocking on your door.
Yep. All right. Caller 7. 312-591-6700. You'll have a chance to go see Jean-Luc.
It's not Jean Vic.
I don't know.
It's not Jean Vic.
Jan Vic.
It is not Jan Vic.
It's Jan.
It's
John.
Jan Wick.
What's up with that guy?
He's got guns and he's got things.
Lawyers, guns, and money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and butter and guns. One of my favorite novels of all time. But you didn't call about that, did you?
No, I didn't. I'm having a weird day because
I can't get a damn cup for some water. I don't know what happens here.
Hey. Talk to your guy.
I don't. But listen,
I hoarded cups.
This is the problem, though. The cups get put out at the beginning of the week, and the Mully and Hanley show. They take theirs into their office. Spiegel and Parkins, I don't know what they do with theirs. I know everybody. God bless Preetha because she went and grabbed a stack of cups from me, but. And I told her, that's not your gig. You don't need to do that. But how are we supposed to do radio if we can't keep hydrated around here?
Well, Spiegel's got that big reusable plastic tub that he sips out of.
Well, then good for him. I don't have that. I got my smart water bottle that I buy once a week, and then I come in here and refill it. I left it on the couch today because I was messing around, changing the baby, hanging out with the babies, making silly eyes. I was making silly eyes at him. I forgot my smart water bottle. But what happens to the sleeve of cups? I kid you not. People that are listening right now, there's like a sleeve of 80 cups that get put in the in the cabinet every single Monday, and by what it's Tuesday, who used 80 cups in one day? Besides the people like yourself who are putting them in their locker,
but I will if it's just water.
Yeah,
I'll reuse a paper cup. Yeah, I'll put it back in my locker.
You should.
I do it at home. I'll wash out a paper cup if some kid just grabbed it and put water in there. I'll set it in the drying rack.
I'm going to talk to my legal team and see if I can't get something done about this. I can't be doing radio parched. Kidding me? Or Parkins?
It's bad for you. I know. Get yourself some herbal tea or get you some more of your smart water. Something. Or you just get regular water, put some salt in it.
I know what this is. This is the big corporate, systematic, institutionalized sugar water agenda that is going on here. This is what you want me to do. You want me to drink all the soda I possibly can so that my teeth can fall out and my kid can be dumb. That's what you want to do here.
Maybe it's the opposite. maybe it's the Illuminati trying to expose you to too much fluoride.
Oh.
You ever think
that's
that?
That's how they do you.
That's how they do you. They start with the cup. First, they come for the cups.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, they're putting things in the water system.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, I'm lying to the vice president and the FBI.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that, are you? I'm pretty sure lying to the FBI is not good.
Were you on that phone call? Wasn't me. What'd you talk about on that phone call?
Nothing.
Wasn't me. He just hit him with the Eddie Murphy over and over. Wasn't me, baby. Wasn't me. 26 days in. Shout out. This is the greatest reality TV of all time. But seriously, I need some water. I'm not going to ask Shep, and I damn sure ain't going to ask Tanny because I know
I've got an extra bottle here that I left here yesterday. So if you want an entire bottle of water, I'll go fill it up for you.
You're going to fill it up
My
for
water
me?
Bottle, my own personal water
no,
bottle.
No, man, that's yours.
Like
that's
a biker
yours.
Bottle. That you're, like the,
no, that's yours. That's yours. I just need to.
I could get you like a goalie bottle.
Can I? Just a squeeze Gatorade yes. bottle? Yeah.
The one with a little hook on it yeah. through your mask?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, just spray my face every time after every segment.
We should have like assistant trainers run in during breaks.
Yes.
Just, you know?
Yeah, just you're running really fast, set up the chairs that you could sit on, like lower chairs. Yeah. Do you see the story about the Duke trainers who spray down the court every game? It's become a tradition now. Like, it's an actual, like, they get three nerds a year to just sprint down the court and do everything as fast as they possibly can. A couple of years ago, actually, I put it up on Facebook. It looks like they had a young Zach Zabin as one of their trainers. I mean, this guy had fiery red hair. It was amazing to see. But no, dude, we do need some guys like that. We need. I mean, we don't have interns anymore, so we should get.
That's
some
what
guys
I'm wondering. Once the merger with Entercom is complete, do we get interns back?
That's a good question.
Because that was just a CBS rule.
That's a good question. Oh. I don't know if we should be conducting
I'm no, just wondering
conducting corporate business out here during the segment, but yeah, that'd be
call good. From the office down the hall, interns will return.
Is that right?
That's awesome.
Hey, there are a lot of people who would be happy to know that because you know, every time I go out somewhere, people ask, you know, how can you get in the business? And I've been, you know, for the last, I don't know, how a year or so, I've had to tell them, not through this.
Right.
Because there are no interns. If we get interns back. Oh,
Bob's back. Interns are back. It's like the glory days.
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
It really is.
Times Max show.
Look, the two internships, the two unpaid internships that I had were
it's necessary.
Really, really significant. It's super important.
Did you see the conversation that Darren Revelle got into on Twitter and people started
about
to jump
working
on him
for
little,
free?
Working for free. Like, you know, make sure you work for as little as possible, as early as possible. That way you get more reps. And then some of the people, I believe Jonathan Jones from the Charlotte Observer and some other guys started to get in there and say, hey, don't do anything for free that you don't have to. I mean, I don't, the business has changed since we interned, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't even know how to like guide a person who didn't want to work for free. You know, I mean, and it sucks, but like was it 9 months?
Yeah, the context
buses,
of the context
two buses and a train.
What
three
he was
days
saying about sports writers was like writing. Like if you are actually writing something and somebody's running something you write, you shouldn't be allowing your content to be used for free. I think it's different than having an internship where you're getting people coffee and stamping
learning
envelopes
business.
And
yeah.
just being around people mm-hmm. and understanding the business. And yeah, there's so much to it. And it also depends, you know, union shop versus non-union shop, and what are you able to do? And, like, with the difference between, for me, working at Channel 2 and working at WTVD in Raleigh-Durham was, you know, Channel 2, it's like, oh, that's IBEW. You can't touch a wire. You can't touch this. You know, that's this union. That's this union. So, basically, you're sitting at a desk answering phones or just asking questions, and you can't really get into it. But when I worked for the ABC O&O in Raleigh Durham, he had me editing. He's like, look, you're gonna be solo. We got baseball highlights coming in. Mm-hmm. You edit.
I think back then there was a lot more physical work to be done too, like actual doing of things. Because I remember
How you edited, everything was analog and you had to do stuff.
So it was good to have an extra set of hands, extra set of ears and eyes to do the things that maybe you couldn't get done throughout the day to make your day a little bit more efficient. I remember I had to bulk tapes, which was just pretty much
erasing the tapes.
And you had to make sure you didn't get your watch too close to the machine or else your watch would go haywire.
Your credit cards would get erased.
Yeah. And getting out the grease pen and the razor blade
because we
were still on reel-to-reel back then. So look at everybody's like, ooh, this old bastard right here. Reel-to-reel.
And then you finish up the day you fall off the barn.
Oh, of course. Right. Of course. That's how you finish every day.
Go out to the tape barn.
You clocked out.
And give me a couple pitchforks full of tapes. Throw them in the wheelbarrow. Bring them in.
That's good to hear, though. We'll get interns back.
That would be they add so much youthful energy to them. Right?
And hopefully you get the guys and girls who want to do it, because every once in a while you get a
slug.
You catch a brick. And
we got a couple of those.
It is just awful to be around.
Remember we had one guy who's like, where are you going? He's like, I'm on my break.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Your break?
Yes.
That's
the Jason George golf guy. The Jason George golf guy, for people who don't know, Matt and I, who produced this show for a long time, and we caught a guy who this guy must have been at least a couple of months into his internship, and all Matt and I knew from Jump Street that this guy was going to be absolutely nothing.
You know it.
Yeah, you know the vibe. You know a guy is just trying to get a college credit. He don't want to have anything to do with the station. He's just here because, you know, he ran out of weed that day or something like that. And he sat there for a couple of months, and I guess we sent him out to get some lunch or something. We always pay for the guy's lunch anytime the guys went out. So we sent him out to get a lunch, say, hey, you get what you want, but this is what we're going to need. And I believe he said something to the effect of, I'm going to get lunch for you. And he's talking to Matt, and he goes, that guy. And he points to me. And Matt goes,
that guy?
Yeah, Matt goes, what do you mean, that guy? Like, you don't know his name? And I don't know if George was the first thing that came to his.
That's how Jason George got started.
He's like, George. And I'm like, wow. And, you know, I didn't rail up. I didn't get angry. I just was like, all right, man, you do your thing. Like, you're going to be getting lunch for a while now, and you probably won't be getting any free lunch. But, yeah, so that's where the Jason George golf stuff came from. But we've had some good ones. Brendan McCaffrey. I mean, you know, everybody who's been there. Jay Zawoski.
Was an intern?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Jay.
What's up, man?
You remember the who was the kid I didn't like that I made him pull cassette labels off cassette tapes all day?
Yes.
Just to keep him out of the studio?
Yeah, I felt bad for him. I felt really, really bad for that kid because it wasn't that he didn't want to be here or didn't want to try. He just always said the wrong thing.
Always.
And Matt was like, you know what? I've had enough. Like, it'll be this is back when
it was a computer paper box just full of cassette tapes.
This is back when we were 10-2, right?
Yeah, it was early.
It'd be 10:15, and Matt'd be like, all right, time for you to go.
Here's a box of cassette tapes. I need you to peel all the old labels off, and I don't want to see any label left on these cassette tapes.
Remember the old creepy guy who couldn't? We had to start with
the guy who couldn't stop smiling?
Was his favorite?
Or which one? The one McNeil hired? The guy was like 60?
No, that was McNeil's buddy, actually.
I think his bartender or something, right?
Caveman Chris or something like that.
No,
he had... I think he provided smokes
for him. He had a woman's name.
You're thinking of Kim, the old dude who always presented his crotch to me when we remember the guy who sat too close to me, Matt?
Was it an elaborate presentation?
Yes, well, he always
a tantara of trumpets.
His waist was at like a 90-degree angle to me at all times, and it was like a perfect situation.
Like manspread?
Yeah, where he was like trying to Lego block his crotch into my chair, and I'm like, bro, like I was not mean enough to tell him to get the hell away from me because he really wanted to learn.
I would though.
And he was like 50 years old.
Older.
We ended up having rules. We were like, listen, the rule is you can't ask too many questions. You can ask a certain amount of questions, and it has to stop. And then you remember your feet couldn't touch the plastic.
Yes!
The plastic part that our chairs were on that
we
they would roll
on
the carpet.
We sat on a plastic carpet cover, and if you touched a plastic carpet cover, you had to leave.
It was our boundary. You can't get too close.
Dude, me and Matt were in the other. Like, while
what
you
is
and
wrong
Terry,
with you?
When you and
well,
Terry
Dan,
were doing
no, Dan,
your
we'd
thing,
have the desk, and the interns thought they could sit right between us.
No. Yeah. Back up.
Yeah.
Back up. Yeah, I mean, you see this plastic runner right here? You cannot touch the plastic runner.
So bad, man. And then we had some really, really good ones, like Matt Ammons, our guy Johnny Rampage. One of the best sound dudes
Johnny
ever.
Johnny something. B-Mac, who's gone on to glory here with the company. You know, but it was great, though. Pat Sheehan
was a good one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Sheriff.
You mentioned guys that, you know, like we knew from the first 5 minutes meeting them, it was going to be a useless three months or six months. And they went through an interview process. And someone said, you're hired. We would meet them, shake their hand. I'd look at you and go, this is not going to work out. You're like, nope, not at all.
Not at all.
But they would go through an interview process and someone would say, that's the guy we want working here.
Way before Mitch.
McCaffrey's right there.
Where I was about to say, way before.
Let me tell you something. I've got some pieces of crap I got to own. But pretty much anyone that Dan McNeil put upon us was the worst. Just about every time. I don't want to say the kid's name, but that kid, anything other than digging ditches, forget it.
Yeah, dude. Digging his own ditch.
Which one?
Dude.
Just say
I just told you I'm not going to say it. No,
come
not going to say it.
Come on.
Oh, don't be like that.
He's obviously
the kid's listening. Probably in prison now, so it doesn't matter, right?
I hope.
You hope?
Wow.
I don't think he's going to be a functional member
of
society.
For a crime he didn't commit, too.
Oh, God. Yeah, so good thing interns are being allowed back at the station.
Yeah, we're gonna reinstate the update interns. Oh, that's for sure.
Long before Mitch, too, like even back when we were on Belmont, I'll never forget. I won't say his name, but... a rather large man who interned came in first day, big gold chain.
It wasn't her.
Big gold chain, dollar sign on the gold chain. And he comes in and he goes,
clock around his neck.
Pretty much. He comes in and he goes,
boy.
No, that's not what he said. First day, this dude walks up to me. He's like, and I just gotten hired. So I'm like, you know, dude, I'm not the one you should be asking questions to.
Right?
He goes, when do I get on the air? And dead ass, like, looked me in the face and was like, yeah, at what point?
But back then, the answer was probably Sunday.
Right. Well, hey, anytime you wanted, it was overnight.
That's probably true.
It's overnight. No one's going to know.
Jeff Schwartz is running the place. Just turn a microphone on.
He dead ass looked me in the face and was like, yeah, so when do I get on the air? And I'm like, my brother, I don't know.
I have no idea and probably never now.
Shout out to Gabe. I know he's listening right now. But yeah, man.
That's great.
Yeah. Thug Life.
There was also, I remember this.
His nickname was Thug Life.
There was one,
that's when you know that you should stop coming here as an intern.
There was one intern that showed up and she was dressed over enticingly.
Okay.
And walked down the hall. This is on Belmont. And walked down the hall and a woman who was a part-time producer was working that day.
Pulled her to this. Yep.
She looked right at me. The woman walks down the hall. She looks right at me and she says, that is not appropriate attire for any workplace. And went
I'm sure for some it could be.
Went immediately
and now coming to the stage.
Exactly. Went immediately into Ron Gleason's office and said, I would like you to see something. And it was
the grand opening, grand closing?
I mean, she wasn't wearing a burka the rest of the time.
But you can't wear that here.
Your dress code changes every 20 minutes.
Let's think about how we dress for work.
Jay, remember the producers meeting we had? I was relatively new at the point, and there was a producer who asked. He raises his hand after Cy Streza was asking 19 questions.
And sleeping in our office.
Right, under the desk with a PlayStation. And... And the producer, he was like, I got a question. I've been here 3 months. When do I get my shot on the air?
Yeah, man. Like, dudes used to just raise up.
Right.
Like, in the middle of...
I've been here 90 days already. What is going on here?
We're sitting here talking about, like, all right, I put this open together for this guy. And, you know, I'm feeling like this is my show going forward. Like, weekend hosts and part-time producers and all of a sudden guys are standing up like, you know what? I've had about enough of this. There's not enough talent on this station. I need to be the next one to get my shot. Yeah, man. Yep. So maybe you too can be that next person.
That's good news, though.
That glimmer.
Wait,
that
so is this for sure? Is this something you guys were just saying?
Well, I guess we got the call.
You guys just making it up?
Shep just got the call.
Oh, okay.
Shep got the call. So now that we've got new ownership,
my favorite show to produce was Jules, and I worked with Julie on her weekend show on Sundays. Remember that was when we did? They had the full time guys had to pick up a one weekend shift every weekend to make up for the short staff.
Yes.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll work Julie Sunday morning. And the first day I get in there and Julie's like, listen,
I want you to feel comfortable. Open the mic as much as you want.
It was on.
It stayed on.
It was absolutely on.
I'm like, thanks, John. I'm like, are you sure?
She's the
like,
wrong yes. thing to tell a like, producer okay. back in them days, boy.
It's the opposite.
Mic never went off.
The opposite of what Murph did.
I kept it on during commercials,
when
even.
When I was doing updates, and you know, he's like, yeah, if you follow instructions, if you do exactly what I tell you to do, and you say what I tell you to say,
you'll make it.
I'll give you some airtime.
My
favorite was that time that you ended up crapping on him. On the air, and then he wanted to bring that back on your first day as like full time, whatever it was, whatever the story was.
That was my first day.
But the producer, was like, Murph, it makes you look like an idiot. Why do you want to replay that?
Yeah, because it's when I was in Rockford was and he had great. Me on after Glendon Rush's no hitter.
That's
right.
What was,
Glendon Rush threw the no hitter, and he had me on from Kane County from what was then Elfstrom Stadium.
To show you how small you were.
But he says something like, "Okay, here's what I want you to do. This is live.
Set it up."
Because I want you to do. The final call of the no hitter right now.
Of course, Dan's like, I can't.
Like
do that.
It's live.
Jukebox.
And I I just said, you know, I said to me, I don't even really remember.
I can't reenact that huge moment in my life.
I said it's kind of hard to recreate that, and I don't really know exactly it's what great. I said, and I haven't listened to it. So I really couldn't. I couldn't do it justice. So he hangs.
So he starts
up.
Scrambling for the minutes of his show. No, like,
hey, Jason, where do I go?
Hangs
here?
Up. Hangs up the phone. And then proceed. I had people tell me when I got back to Rockford, they said he was going off. Like, that's the difference between somebody who works in Rockford and somebody who works in Chicago. That's somebody who's never going to make it, who's never going to be on the air in a major market. And that's why, because they don't know how radio's done. Right? So I was like, all right, whatever. And then my first day.
The radio god has spoken.
And actually, May 19th, 1995, my very first moment on the air was an update, the 6:30 update for Murph's show.
Oh, man.
And he told, apparently before the show, he told Joe Fletcher, yeah, go back and get that stuff that I said
when
about
I sound
him.
Like a complete idiot.
And Joe had told me, he's like, Murph, I listened to it.
Not spiteful at all.
You probably don't want to play it. It's probably going to make you sound bad.
Look crazy.
Yeah, of course. Oh, my goodness. Right. I would have played that to come off
right,
the show.
Exactly. And Joe said, and Murph, you're saying it. He's sitting right there. So I don't know what you're trying to do here. Right. So they didn't do it. But then he handed me this hand-scrawled piece of paper. Like the next day, he's like, hey, I'm going to say this. And then you're going to say that the White Sox should be starting Mario Valdez, or whoever it was. He goes, and here's his batting average, and this is White. So you say this, and then I got stuff I'm going to say. I said, all right. So
did you do it?
No. He starts it. He goes, so what do you think? And I said, I really don't think this makes any sense at all. I think the entire premise is flawed.
You gave him your actual opinion on it.
Right. I said, here's why this, from the very essence of this whole idea, is fatally flawed and illogical.
Oh, counterculture, Bernstein.
No, but he starts turning red, and he did the same thing. Because, that's why you're never going to make it. That's right. Why you're going to, because you don't listen to people, and you don't do what you're supposed
remember,
to do.
He would script crosstalk with Mully and Hanley.
Oh, I'd hand him a script. Literally
yeah,
hand him a script.
In and hand him a
this
script.
Is what we're talking about today,
And then Mully would just rip it up in front of his face.
Well, shout out to Mully. OG.
Yeah.
That's right. That's an OG.
Yeah. He would just grab the thing and be like, oh, really? Okay.
And rip it up in his face. That's exactly what was necessary.
Yep.
Matt Miller will join us at 4 o'clock. We moved.
Oh, I was vamping the whole time waiting for Matt Miller.
It's all good. See? Interns, that's what you can look forward to when the score allows you to come through these doors once again. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Better late than never, but NBA Commissioner Adam Silver finally intervened and inserted himself into that train wreck that is Jim Dolan v. Charles Oakley. Of course he did. Dolan sending in his goons to forcibly remove Oakley from the Garden and then chasing that with a media tour where he insinuates that Oakley has a drinking problem was a terrible look for the NBA. Really, the Knicks are a terrible look for the NBA. So, of course, Silver had to get involved. He had to get involved before Dolan hit that dumpster fire with even more gasoline because he would have, and Silver had to get involved because the last thing he wants is for that mess to bleed into the All-Star weekend in New Orleans, because that would have happened as well. And apparently it worked, because the ban of Oakley has been lifted. I'm just glad that Silver is the guy sitting in the commissioner's chair and not David Stern. I can't help but think that Stern may have even sided with Dolan. Better late than never, Adam. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah. The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Limited tickets remain for tomorrow's matchup with Maryland. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls host Toronto tonight at 7. Dwayne Wade, Paul Zipser, Nico Mirotic are out. Jimmy Butler is probable. Now, Wade could play against Boston on Thursday. Zipser's in a walking boot. He's likely out for that game as well, along with Mirotic, who's dealing with back issues. Elsewhere in the NBA, Kevin Love underwent arthroscopic surgery on his knee. He'll be out for at least 6 weeks. And there was a trade. Orlando sent Serge Ibaka to Toronto for Terrence Ross and a first-round pick. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they're off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves are in Texas on Friday. Major League Baseball, Cubs pitchers and catchers reported today for spring training. Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, Javi Baez, Miguel Montero are all in camp as well. All position players must report by Friday. Joe Maddon said that the team will sit down and talk with Kyle Schwarber and work him into the catching rotation at some point and at some amount during the spring. And another baseball note for you, Royals pitcher Brian Flynn. He's out 8 weeks with a broken rib after he fell through the roof of his barn. The security leader for over 140 years, Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could fly to Mars and back twice. And in 2 years, you could print up to 8,000 pages with the Epson EcoTank 4550. It has a refillable super tank and comes with enough ink to print for up to 2 years, totally cartridge-free.
So if you're just joining us, Joe Maddon has unveiled his Cubs slogans for their championship defense of 2017. And you know what? I'm going to call it what it is. This is some bullcrap.
It's weird.
Don't give me four slogans. Trust me. And I've been involved.
Meet with your people. And come up with one.
I know how this works. The difference between advertising slogan and mission statement. I know I've been... also part of the marketing committee for the One Step Programs charity, and we've dealt with the ad agencies of various sizes and all sorts of advisors on branding and marketing and sloganeering, and I've never, ever heard any advice from a professional to just say, throw four things out there. Not at this stage. When you're Joe Maddon, and he's boiling it down for spring training, apparently. So he said, he sat in front of reporters, and I know you can do your t-shirts, and every Friday he does great stuff with his t-shirts, but you got to pick one. First he says,
man, we're going to be simple. We're going to be simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play hard. We're going to kill it, okay? This is a great acronym, you guys.
That's not Brock Olivo, no. He says, authenticity.
Simplicity, Clarice.
Authenticity. I want us to understand the authentic part of who we are to be able to sustain what we've done in the past just by being us. Okay? Then that's Cub. That would be Cub. That's Cub to move it forward to win a World Series.
I think that's lame.
That's lame.
That's lame. That's the actual slogan. That's
See,
lame.
That would be funny.
What's your new slogan this year? That's lame.
Or that's some bull.
Right.
Uncomfortable. That's what we are.
Uncomfortable.
It's really important to be uncomfortable, Madden said. Sitting on a bed of nails.
No, I understand that one.
Yeah, if you,
professional
right,
discomfort.
Lack yeah. of complacency is important. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't become complacent. And don't forget the heartbeat. Jeez. Why? Last year, Game 7, Cleveland, things went badly for a bit. Madden said, Says we came back and regrouped because our guys got together in a room, void of any kind of statistical, video, analytical information. They went in there as human beings and came out unified. Everybody,
I forgot.
Everybody's forgetting the heartbeat. Look, just can you?
Let's play ball.
Pick one. And here, by the way, I'll show this to our video stream at watch670thescore.com. I'm reading the A&E section of the Tribune this morning. And there's a story on the movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, turning 50.
Not to dreadlocks. I'm sorry.
Turning 50 years old. 50 years ago, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner came out. And here in the picture, you'll see Sidney Poitier, Catherine Houghton, Catherine Hepburn, and apparently Cubs manager Joe Madden.
Not Joe.
It's not?
That doesn't look like Joe. He's got a little bit more chest than Joe.
It does look like Joe, though.
No, it doesn't.
If you go directly from reading the sports section and following the sports and clicking on sports things, you get your phone in one hand, you're looking, sports, and here's Joe Manager. So in top of mind, if you're reading all that, and you look, yes, and guess who's coming to dinner? Apparently Joe Madden is there as well.
Madden has a lot more bosom than Joe Madden.
It's his hand.
Is it? Let me see.
It's his arm. Wrong with your eyes?
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's his arm.
Yeah, I was about to say
he's a big buxom man.
No, that's his arm.
All right,
he's got his arm in front of his chest.
Well, I guess it looks like Joe.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's because he has white hair and black glasses. That's all. Well,
and the same shape of face and similar angle to his features.
I
there,
I have to agree with you.
Yes, you do. Like... Hey, I'll give you more hair time. I'm going to say something, and then you say.
I start talking about Joe, and then you say
yeah,
it does look like him.
Wow! And they got to play this Julio Zuleta because he's strong. God, sorry. We have a couple of poker seats to give away. We're going to talk some college sports with a very, very bright man in David Ridpath at the top of the hour. Bruce Miles, 3:40. And then we have shifted Matt Miller to 4 p.m. We will speak to him then about football things and who is rising and who is falling. And we'll ask him most to scout Jimmy Galapagos for us, too. See if he's got him on the big board. This is Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox from start to finish.
If you are a real fan of the Cubs and White Sox, you should look forward to these young players.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move!
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right for you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Aries, if you've had a misunderstanding with a friend, things may ease this week. Taurus, your career plans finally take a step in the right direction thanks to expanding your network of business acquaintances. Gemini, if you've been considering going back to school, this might be a good week to look into it. Cancer, try reaching for a higher goal. You may be rewarded just for trying. Leo, this week you'll have a chance to strengthen an emotional bond with someone special. And Virgo, be on the lookout for a new character in your life that can show you some new possibilities. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And these are not only really talented players, but they're great guys, and they care about each other, and they're proud of being Cubs. You know, that Cub went from being an insult or sarcastic mocking term for when something would go wrong on the field. In our minor leagues, when someone would say, that's Cub, it became a great compliment. Like, hey, you had just made a great play, or backed up a base, or helped out a teammate. So we felt like we were in on this great secret, and we just couldn't wait until our fans got to see it play out in front of them.
Nah, I'm good on the that's Cub, because it's kind of lame. Do you actually think somebody said that? Hey, that's Cub. Just say, they'd say nice play.
That's so Cub, man.
Right. No.
Yeah, they're reaching.
That's a little much.
You got enough merch that's selling. You know, merch flying off the shelves. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that the slogan World Series Champions is a pretty good slogan, and favored to win again in Las Vegas. But
when do the fun days and the Lions and Tigers and Bears and Magicians and all those things come to an end?
Well, that's why we asked Mark Gonzalez yesterday, and he thinks that Madden is gonna dial some of that back. That you don't need the petting zoo, and maybe you don't need the onesie trip or whatever that is, because this is
Because you read some of those Rays players at the end there, you know, Chris Archer and Evan Longoria, guys who were, you know, his guys.
Like, okay, American Legion week again. All right, here we go.
And Speaks and I asked him about it last year, and he teetered on, yeah, it's just fun. And also, I don't want guys in the clubhouse that take themselves too seriously. So if you don't want to do it, something's wrong with you. Like, it went back and forth last year, and it's like, well, some guys ain't about that. You know, some guys don't need the forced camaraderie. You know, so where do you land? I remember the last time we talked about this with the White Sox was Nicky the Swish and Jermaine Dye, where it was like, all right, come on, get your dumb ass out of here with that.
Sort of like Abreu and Brett Laurie last year.
Right.
Same thing happens. Like, okay, and you got different vampire teeth. That's right.
You got different personalities, different egos, different ways of doing things. Guys who just come to the park and get their job done and want to go back home, you know, force them to go in a room and jump around for 30 minutes, 45 minutes or so. Like, I wonder what the World Series does to the arc of that whole, you know, thing, that ideology.
It's yet another thing we don't know. And I'm sure Madden has some ideas because he is a planner. So some of it's by feel. Some of it is just knowing when he thinks the team needs something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reading the room, right? It's also him.
Know your customers.
It's also him getting a sense of maybe they need a little lightening up, or maybe they need a reminder. You're coming to the ballpark too early. You're spending too much time in it.
Although, that's different than, you know.
But that's what American Legion Week is. Remember, he declares it American Legion Week. It's just like, get your bat and your glove. And when Zobrist, you know, he just rode his bike to the game and show up for the game and play. So that's kind of what that is. I mean, I don't know if he's going to need all of the props, like the actual American Legion flag that he puts up there. But there will be some of it, but he knows enough.
And it's a long season, so sometimes you do need things to lighten up a little bit. And, of course, this season will present different challenges than last year. And, you know, when it's time to knuckle down and make that playoff push like only the Cubs can. Like, we're in that realm, and I know, man, it's been a couple of years, but we're in that realm of talking about the Cubs like this is supposed to happen every single year because of the proof positive of last year.
But also understanding that whether they win 92 games or 98 games, I'm going to give my annual speech about variance.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting to actually get to the playoffs. Begin.
Yeah, you just
aren't getting it. Just getting there. I'm not talking about winning the World Series.
Just stay out of the coin flip game. Be who you are.
Yeah, real deal.
Be who you are and stay out of the coin flip game, and you should be fine. And you saw how many times they had to come back in series when it mattered to have the games in the series, because you're going to have it. You can't be in that game. You can't have the 50-50 shot ruining 162 for you. Rudy said, did you say one of the Cubs slogans is uncomfortable? And that could be on a shirt. That's a tough sell. What if somebody wants to buy the shirt? Maybe they're in the larger variety of people. Uncomfortable is not a great look on many levels. I would have preferred as their slogan, hey, Joe, remember not to lose your damn fool mind in the World Series.
Yeah, I don't think Joe's going to do that. I don't think Joe's going to throw that on a t-shirt.
No.
Joe's hoping that you stop asking that.
Joe's more likely to put a t-shirt that says, I did not make a mistake in the World Series, so please stop asking me about that.
I am smart. I am funny.
I'm a good manager.
Right, people like me.
I didn't choke in the moment.
Yeah, he had to answer some of those again today. I thought it was interesting. It was him and Jed and Theo and all of the questions from what I saw, because I was watching on Facebook Live WGN's feed. And all the questions were going at Joe, and then they started to talk to Theo about the attention span of baseball fans nowadays and how Rob Manfred is thinking about the game 20 to 30 years from now.
He's got so many cockamamie ideas, though, that now do you see that Manfred is saying that he's a 30-second decision-making window for replay. But the fact is, I think Jason Stark wrote, by the letter of the law, it's right now it's immediate. The actual on-the-books rule is you're supposed to, They give him a minute and a half, even though the rule says you're supposed to decide right then and there.
Joe addressed it. Like, he's been on the phone saying, Davey, what do you got? Davey, what do you got? So he thinks 30 seconds is all you need anyway. But, you know, they're trying to make the game more bang-bang in a game that isn't necessarily bang-bang all the time.
Yeah,
there's so many times where it's not bang-bang. There's so many times where you don't use that athleticism that you came here to watch. The flow of the game sometimes just nestles in, and you gotta ride it.
And Barry Rosner's been on it. He wrote about it again today. It's not about length of game, pace of play. You know, Joe Sheehan has his points that he makes about the lack of actual action in the game because of the number of strikeouts, how singles are down. You don't have base path action like you used to have. But Barry's just says you need more kids in the stands. You need more mothers and fathers that want to hand the game down. that want to bring their kids to the game and bring the game to their kids.
That's what Theo mentioned too. The future consumers, the people who will be buying the game once they have their own income. You know, like for instance, with me, I got into baseball really late, and I've told the story a couple of times that, you know, I didn't get into baseball until I was like 12, 13 years old.
That's very late.
Very late, because my father was not a baseball fan. So, you know, when he came to this country, there were certain sports that he already liked, and I didn't really have anyone to talk to me or teach me the game. Whereas my next door neighbors and my friends, they all played Little League. This is the biggest, like one of the biggest regrets I have in my childhood is not asking my parents to sign me up for Little League or not pushing that issue so I can get into the game a little bit earlier. I'm sure there's a lot of kids who have the same story, and then you get funneled into basketball and football and other sports, maybe soccer or something like that, and you get used to that pace, and then you come back to baseball and it's like, okay, what do we got here? Mm-hmm. And when do I care? And when do I want to watch? And oh, by the way, I'm getting older, and the World Series games are ending a lot later. And
it's like, you know, it's like kids who learn to love golf.
Mm-hmm.
Having that kind of time, having that kind of patience,
yeah,
putting in that kind of practice, and being white. And having
this one. Oh yeah, the whole being white,
yeah,
part.
You have to get past the, you have to get past the whole having to be white part, and the disposable income and all of it. You know, that kind of access that you think about some kid who, like, there's, I remember there was a son of a baseball teammate, a kid with just a gorgeous baseball swing, and all of a sudden he just picked up a golf club and was
natural,
like winning tournaments. Like hitting the ball, everything was straight as a string and right in the face of the club, everything. And heart rate didn't go up when he was putting, just could read a green. Just could read. And then so the parents are like, okay, we'll go to this little local tournament, like won it by 6 strokes. They only had a handful of lessons. You just basically show them a grip. Like, here's where your feet should be. Here's a grip. Here's what the numbers on the clubs mean as far as distances go. And the kid was like, okay, got
this
it.
Is what I do. Yeah, like, yeah, you gave me the blueprint. Yeah. Now it's time for me to dominate.
And you know that you, then it's like you probably got to move to the suburbs and be near a course and the whole thing. And it is a great sport for a lot of reasons. But baseball affords here's the thing. I don't want to get too maudlin about it, but during a baseball game, you can have just the relationship building nature of it with your kids is you can talk about so many other things. Part of it, not like you go to a hockey game the whole time, you're like,
right.
Shoot it,
now you can breathe,
right? And it just, the whole thing is so intense. And then you have 20 minutes, you go to the bathroom, and you come back, and it starts up again. But when you're with your kids at a baseball game, there is this concurrent connective tissue that gets built up. Baseball's just good for you that way. It's a sort of a lattice work on which stuff can be built, not to mention teaching math. That helps. It just, so there's so many good reasons to bring kids to baseball. And especially when you start talking about what the secondary market can do for unbelievably inexpensive tickets and opportunities. Start looking around the middle of the season, whether it's USA, you don't have to take a kid to a Cubs Cardinals game in the middle of July.
If you really just want to go to the event, you can find yourself at $25, $35.
Miller Park?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's a great ballpark.
And of course, we give away tickets right here on 670 The Score
all summer long. And to talk some college sports with David Ridpath next on Bernstein and Goffin.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.